Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
My name's Vince Colonna, sitting alongside the fabulous Mary Walter.
Ooh, fabulous. I like it. Speaking of fabulous, you know who's joining us right now? Ambassador John Bolton. Ambassador, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you on this post-eclipse day?
Well, what a great show. Glad to join you.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate that. I want to talk to you about the president's speech last night. He's gotten props from Lindsey Graham and John McCain, who usually disagree with the fact that he breathes on a regular basis. And then some of his supporters are criticizing what he had to say and what he came out with last night. Where are you on this?
Well, I think it was mixed. I think, by and large, it was a very effective speech in setting out the differences between his approach and Barack Obama's. I think for close to 8 years, we've been kind of drifting along in Afghanistan without much of a strategy at all. And I think the president's speech last night explained many of the ways he will change it, that he's not going to follow arbitrary timetables in dealing with Taliban. He's not going to commit to negotiate with them until it's clear they're not going to prevail militarily. He's going to try and change the rules of engagement, give the troops what they need. But I think on the bigger strategic question, I'm not sure we have all the answers now. Secretary of Defense Mattis said earlier that a few days ago that this would be a general South Asia strategy. And I think that's what's necessary here. This is not an argument about tactical land warfare issues. This is about geostrategy and fundamentally how you deal with Pakistan. And one of the gaps in the speech last night was that there was no mention of China at all. Pakistan has scores of nuclear weapons, largely because of China. China's influence in Pakistan is growing. Pakistan's a big target of China's One Belt, One Road project. I'm sure there's more Chinese money in Pakistan today than there is American money. And we need to lean on China in turn to lean on Pakistan on the terrorist front, because the big risk in my mind, if Taliban took over in Afghanistan again, is not only would that country be a platform for terrorist attacks against us as it was on 9/11, but so would Pakistan, because the risk of terrorists taking over there would be dramatically increased. And it wouldn't just be Al-Qaeda style terrorism, it would be terrorism with nuclear weapons potentially.
I'm trying to explore one of the things I went into the speech wondering, and one of the things I still was left with is, you know, what's the end goal here? The president tried to enumerate that basically what you mentioned, this strategy of not giving a safe space or a safe harbor to terrorists. But there was a senior official, we have no idea who it was, an anonymous one, who spoke to NPR yesterday, was asked how long the U.S. might remain in Afghanistan, and responded with, quote, how long have we been in Korea? And with an answer like that, that suggests, I think, to a lot of Americans, this has no end in sight, that we're going to be there for a very long time. Was that your impression?
Well, I think it's the real question is, how long are the terrorists going to try and kill us in the streets of America? You know, we didn't start this war. We didn't ask for this war. We don't want this war. But you know, we are only one party with a say in it. The terrorists have a big say in it as well. Ask the people of Barcelona how they like the war about against terrorism. And that, I think, has to counsel for the possibility of a long, continuing American involvement there. We're on the frontier in Afghanistan, fighting against the terrorists. I'd rather fight them there than fight them at the TSA checkpoints at our major airports. And I think that's one thing that the president still needs to explain to people. This is not a war in the sense World War II had a clear beginning and a clear end. But defeating the terrorists is going to require, unless we want to see more terrorist activity in the U.S. and Europe, our being out there. And I think this is another important point in Trump's speech last night, is he called on NATO to buck up its will here and get more European assistance in this struggle because they're the beneficiaries of it as well.
Do the American people, though, have the stomach for going back into Afghanistan, committing and keeping troops there and really fighting this battle?
Well, again, I think it depends largely on presidential leadership. I mean, we've seen poll after poll that says Americans are war weary, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well, but polls are not a block of granite. Polls are subject to presidential leadership. And for 8 years under Obama, we had a president who just didn't like any of this foreign involvement. I mean, the irony here is, I think in many respects, the real isolationist is not Donald Trump. It was Barack Obama. So I thought the president gave a very strong speech about why America needs to defend itself. And I think he needs to elaborate on that. He needs to come back to it. He can't give one speech and expect that will change opinion. I think he's made a very important point to his political base, which is we're not going to do nation building in Afghanistan. We are there to fight the terrorist. We're not there to make Afghanistan a pretty place to live.
Now, do you think that's a shortcoming? Should the United States be involved in nation building as a way to prevent terrorism from blossoming?
No, because I don't think that's what you get. I mean, I am worried that part of the president's speech said we want to build up the Afghans' capability to defend themselves, because that is a strategy we have tried for 15 years, and it hasn't worked. They don't want an Afghan national army because in many senses, they're not the various tribal groups and the various provincial leaders are not ready for it. I don't think we ought to try and remake them into our military image. I think we fight with who we need to fight against the Taliban. And I think that is a component of the president's speech that's yet to play out.
You know, talk a little bit about the president deciding not to enumerate any timelines. He said last night, I don't want to give any timelines, that this will be a strategy that's predicated on conditions on the ground. What did you make of that?
No, that's exactly right. I mean, one of Obama's worst mistakes, there are so many, but when he gave his speech about increasing troop levels in Afghanistan, in the very same speech he said when they were going to come out. And that's just poor leadership. The Taliban have long had a saying about Americans. They say, you have the watches, we have the time. And Obama just stepped right into it. Obviously, the timing here has to remain indefinite because we don't control this wave of fanaticism that has swept through parts of the Islamic world and created this radical threat that we're dealing with. I don't see, frankly, signs that it is subsiding. Even as ISIS is reduced in its territory in the Middle East, the terrorist attacks continue. It's not a pleasant reality, but you can't just blink your eye and wish it away.
All right. Ambassador John Bolton, thanks for giving us your assessment of the president's speech last night on Afghanistan. We're going to keep an eye on what our troops are up to now as the president pushes ahead. Appreciate your stopping by, Ambassador Bolton.
Well, thanks for having me.
Nice to have you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.